4-H Congress officers elected. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
Your 2008, 2009 state 4-H Congress governor is Nathan Wells of the Eastern Region.
This had to be a pretty exciting 4-H Congress for you, especially when the announcement came.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was backstage, like, all, and then they said it, and I was like, oh, man, I can't believe it. But it proves that short people like me can win stuff like this.
That's Loudoun County's Nathan Wells, who was elected this week to serve as governor of the Tennessee 4-H Congress. Wells is a freshman at Lenoir City High School and says he's been involved in 4-H since fourth grade and believes it's a program that more young people should take part in.
I think anybody that's not in 4-H should really join because it's just such an amazing experience and all the opportunities that you can get from it.
Although Wells was not raised on a farm, he hopes to one day become a large animal veterinarian. Also elected to office during this week's 4-H Congress was Lindsay Clayton of Warren County. She will serve as next year's Speaker of the Senate.
Well, I joined 4-H in fourth grade, and when I started, I just did it because our teachers made us do it every month. But then as I got older, I realized how much there was to it about Congress and Roundup. And it's been an amazing experience so far. I've learned a lot. I've overcome shyness. 4-H has definitely helped me a lot. I definitely wouldn't be where I was today if it wasn't for 4-H.
Now, Clayton was also named a state citizenship winner during 4-H Congress this week. And Corey Napolitano of Williamson County was elected as Speaker of the House.
I'm very involved in 4-H. I do the county speech contest every year, and then I do some stuff for the county fair every year. Just anything that can help 4-H and help me in life is what I do.
4-H continuing to make the best better. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.